Camp Zafar, an Afghan National Army post, held a graduation ceremony honoring the soldiers who have completed the initial phase of their weapons training. Within one of the well-maintained buildings, through the entrance and into a big hall, sits rows of chairs all aligned toward the center stage. The neatly organized chairs are divided only by a long red carpet that extends from the entrance to the middle of the stage. And in these chairs sit Afghan graduates. These soldiers have been trained on 60 and 80 millimeter mortars and the Soviet-made SBG-9 recoilless rifle. Colonel Mark Aiken, deputy commander for the Train, Advise, and Assist Command West, participated in the event and also helped hand out certificates of achievement to some of the Afghan graduates.
The ceremony recognized about 53 Afghan soldiers who completed phase one of the training. Phase one of the training is the basic entry-level training for Afghan soldiers on how to set up, fire, and maintain the weapon systems. We were excited to recognize them because we see these soldiers and junior non-commissioned officers on the track to be trained the trainer. That way, this course that we are providing for the Afghans doesn't end in and then provide that level of expertise to soldiers within their own formation. So no longer will the either the contractors or the coalition force be providing the training, and it will be an Afghan-led training. So we have high hopes for those young men who graduated.
Reporting from Herat, Afghanistan, I'm Sergeant Joe Delapena.